downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down. This what it'll get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist. How you fucking all these bitches?
Yeah, this is Chris Johnson, CJ2K on the Smash and Dash podcast. We got Matthew Preventure here. Doctor, introduce yourself.
Yeah, Chris, thanks so much for having us on Smash and Dash. So I am an orthopedic surgeon and sports surgeon. I grew up back east and was in the military for a long time. Took care of our men and women in the military. And one of my first pro teams I took care of were the Navy SEALs out in Coronado, California. Took care of them for a long time. It was really cool. We helped develop a cool human performance program with a great team there and really optimize injury prevention and return to duty and optimizing your, the warrior athlete, if you will. Right. After I left the Navy, I had the fortune to go to Boston and became the head team physician for the New England Patriots for 3 years. And then I'm actually now in Vail, Colorado, and working at a place called the Stedman Clinic, where we treat a lot of athletic injuries.
Nice. So you got some background in working with teams in NFL and stuff like that. It's a rough time right now. Give my prayers to DeMar Hamlin and the things he's been going through. And, lately he's been doing a lot better. They say he's progressing in the right way, or whatever. And just by you being in this arena, a lot of people are saying, like, why didn't anybody know or see quicker or anything like that? And I just don't think they really understand, like, being on the NFL sideline, everything that's going on and stuff like that. I can't lie, when I seen it, I thought it was a concussion or something like that, because we've not seen different things like that or whatever. But from your perspective, what did you see?
Yeah, Chris, first of all, thoughts and prayers, go to DeMar and himself, his family, the team. And anytime you go through an event like this, and it truly was, a very significant event. We saw it on the sidelines. We saw what happened, the players and yourself, when you see this, it's gut-wrenching. And so, we as medical professionals want to be there for the worst case scenario, the worst possible emergency. And we train for this all the time, and hopefully we never have to do it. But what I think you saw on Monday night was what we call the emergency action plan, the EAP, go into effect. And when you have, number of AEDs, defibrillators, you've got head team physicians, assistant head team physicians, airway management and cardiac physicians, ER emergency medicine type of physicians, neurologists, unaffiliated neurologic consultants. Yeah. There are, and on top of all the athletic trainers, the head athletic trainers, and all the other medical professionals on the field, there are a lot of people that are right there immediately to jump into action. And I was actually, quite as soon as I saw it, I was like, I almost go into my military training mode and, the doctor on sideline training mode. And you're like, okay, what's next? What do you do? What do you get? Where's the AD? Get it. And everyone has a specific role, and they spring into action.
Nice. Anytime, I know, like, these teams, they want to do everything that they can do, to make sure their players are okay and that they stay healthy and things like that. And I think that was a good information that you gave us, because a lot of people don't see it. A lot of people don't really know all the ins and outs of what goes into, like, the doctors being around, the trainers being around. They might look at it and say, oh yeah, they just down the sideline enjoying the game or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just here. You got a good ticket to the game. You got a good seat. But I got to tell you, when I was sitting on the sideline as head team physician, and alongside other great medical professionals, my head athletic trainer, it's somewhat enjoyable to be the game, but it's kind of stressful. I mean, it's gonna be honest. I came out. I didn't. I would tell the players. I'd tell, like, Edelman. I'd be like, Jules, I didn't play a single down or do one iota of 1 yard of running, and I'm exhausted because it's you're just mentally on, you're watching players, and you're always out, you know, for player health and safety. And that's, you know, that's a Hippocratic oath. That's what we take, and that's what we do. And we want to try to do the best thing always for the player health and safety. And, you know, part of that is having to spring into action with the emergency action plan. And that's exactly, you know, what happened. Even down to like the ambulance crew. And, you know, it's amazing. You have the paramedics and EMTs, and we have, as part of that, we meet 60 minutes before the game with the referees, we meet with all the key medical personnel, we meet with the ambulance that you walk by as you come through the tunnel. Well, that's not just a show. Like, we go through that, and we know that they've got the cardiac meds, they got the medications that you need to give to intubate or put a tube down someone's throat just in case. And, you know, I think you saw a lot of this unfold, although we don't know all the details. On Monday night, and you jump into that emergency action plan. And that's why you meet 60 minutes before every game. It's mandatory. That's why you train for it. Hopefully this never happens, but when it does, you're ready. And I mean, I got to applaud the medical team. You know, DeMar was in a very good place when this unfortunate incident happened.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. And then, like, you know, when that type of incident happened, it forced players and some former players and just people in general to think about other things, different things. Like, for example, guys, like, once you retire, you got 5 years after you retire of insurance. A lot of us feel like we should have lifetime insurance, because you look at some of the other sports that have it, and we're probably like the most brutal sport out there. And for us to only have 5 years is just like, wow. Like even going through this stuff, like, even now, I've been retired 5 years. And sometimes I get pain places that I never got pain from when I was playing or when I first retired. A lot of times the older you get and as time goes on, then pain starts. But that's why I feel like we should have lifetime insurance. What is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, so Chris, someone like you and so many of your colleagues in the NFL and players pour their heart and soul into the game. You love it. You give your heart and soul to the league, and, you know, on some level there, you know, should be some reciprocity to be able to, you know, help you through the, you know, recovery and injuries. And not all injuries show up, you know, day one when you're leaving the NFL in 2017. You know, they take time to actually show up or develop, but it might have happened on the field. And so I definitely think it's something worth looking at in collaboration with the PA and the NFL and coming to, you know, something that could be, I think, again, about the player, you know, health and safety. You know, we analyze a lot of, you know, after I left the NFL in full-time in 2016, we started analyzing a lot of, you know, the injuries and what could be done to help and improve performance and not have you know, some of the long-term effects. And, you know, our company, you know, called the Predictors, and we're at thepredictors.com if anyone's interested. Not just a shout out, but it's kind of, we have some cool information there to help folks, you know, kind of understand what's going on and help decipher the injuries and come up with long-term strategies and plans to help us mitigate it. So that's a big part of what we do, and kind of giving back to the NFL player community, if you will.
Right. And Doc, I think I got a little beef with you, Doc, because you say you finished in 16, right? So that means when we came down there in the snow, when y'all put up 58 points on us. I got a little beef with you, Doc.
I remember that. I recall you had a pretty good game, my friend.
Yeah, I had a pretty good game. But yeah, you know, Randy Moss and Tom Brady, they put a whooping on us. They put a whooping on us, man.
I know, and he's still going at it. Yeah, TV12, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. But no, I mean, Chris, you had an amazing career. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know, you've got a great running back falling in your shoes there. You know, not traded, but, you know, I'm not sure he's done what you've done. I mean, coming out of the combine and, you know, your stats, and I mean, it was amazing. But, you know, it's a guy like you that you want to cultivate as a running back, a very long career, you know,
right,
and your skill set going, and, you know, a good folk, you know, the big thing we focused on was, you know, with my medical team at the Patriots, and it was great. It's the same thing we did for the SEALs, was injury prevention and, yeah, and career longevity.
Right. Right. And that's, you know, that's always a great thing when, like, I didn't even know that. And I played in the league. I didn't know y'all met and spent 60 minutes before the game even started with everybody. So like that, a lot of those things is what people don't see. They just see y'all on the sideline. They see when somebody injured, y'all come on the field. They don't see what all goes into it. But even throughout the week, because, you know, I used to see the doctors always in the training room. Know what I'm saying? But we still don't know what y'all do there. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, y'all probably meetings and go over all players that's on the injury reports and all those type of things.
Yeah, no, Chris, it's a very it's an incredible you know, environment, and you know, when done well, it's really great. I mean, our what I can tell you, our approach was always about, you know, the player and really giving that concierge VIP type of treatment and what you can do to achieve your goals and performance on the field.
Right.
And how do you best do that? Well, it's marrying obviously the coaching and all the other things that you do.
Right.
Gazillion meetings and rooms and practices and everything else. But there's a big part of it from human performance, and we're definitely getting smarter. The NFL is really behind it, you know, and they really are cultivating it. You know, every team's a little bit different in their nuances and culture and how they deal with it. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is really the goal is we want longevity of career for you all, and to be able to go out there and play and enjoy the game that you love.
Right. Right. Yeah. But yeah, you know, Doc, you know, it's an honor to have you on here, and you give us all this great information. It's an honor to have you on Smash and Dash, and I appreciate everything you have done.
Yeah. Well, Chris, a great honor. It's a great honor to be with you. You're a legend, you're a future Hall of Famer, and, you know, congratulations on what a great career, and let me know if there's anything we can do to help you down the road.
Thank you very much. Anything you need from me, you know, I got you. Call away.
Yeah, great pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you. Downtown, we live, live. Over the feelings. When it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditchy. Get your dad for a whip.